This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, no shock, restaurant prices are going up, ticket prices are going up, Super Bowl prices went up. Your medications are going to go up. Absolutely. These companies that are paying higher wages now, paying higher rent, higher amounts for supply, higher amounts for fuel, they're going to pass it on to consumers. So, yes, we are going to be seeing prices of drugs rise, skyrocket. Now, there's been some debate on these weight loss drugs because the weight loss drugs were about $1,000 to $1,600 a month. And then Ozempic dropped down to about $900 a month. But they're saying that the drugs could go back up in price. And so, you know, how these costs work, it's multifaceted, but obviously one is supply and demand. Two is patent versus going generic. A company only has X amount of time to make back their money for R&D and make a profit for the next drug before the drug goes generic. When it goes generic, we could save a lot of money because then multiple companies can make the drug, more competition, which is nice. But these pharmaceutical companies, while it's brand name, they're going to rake it in. Now, if a pharmaceutical company doesn't time it right, they may come out with a new brand name and be late to the party. Like Novavax with their vaccine, which is a fascinating type of vaccine. The Novavax COVID vaccine, it's kind of the vaccine a lot of people wanted. They didn't want the mRNA, or they didn't want the Johnson & Johnson vector-introduced DNA. They like the idea, similar to our flu shots, where you have pieces of the virus that are killed or non-active that you boost an immune response to. And Novavax did that, but they were late to the party. And by then, everybody was sick of vaccines when it came to the whole Johnson & Johnson debacle, as well as the Pfizer and Moderna and the mandates and all that. So if a company comes up with a new blood pressure medication, and everybody's like, I'm really fine with my amlodipine and my losartan and my lisinopril, I don't need the fancy new one, then a doctor has to, you know, either convince a person that that's newer and better, or the medicine is just, you know, and many companies will stop and say it's just not worth it for us to continue. But then insurance companies have to make money. They need healthy people signing up. They need people to put money in so they can then pay for those with diabetes, those with heart disease, those with cancer. Now, me, I've been very, very grateful to have good health. So insurance companies make a huge profit on me. I rarely get back what I put into an insurance company. But other individuals, boy, they're definitely getting their money's worth. They're in and out of the hospital. They're needing the home health. They have, you know, prostheses, things like that. And good for them. That's what the insurance is for. So it's this very unstable system of you need healthy people putting money in so unhealthy people can get coverage from that insurance company. And it works as a community. Now, the problem is now you have healthy people wanting Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro, or Zepbound. And these are drugs. Zepbound is the Mounjaro weight loss counterpart. Wegovy is the Ozempic weight loss counterpart. And now you have healthy people wanting something that costs a grand a month, if that. and they may not be paid $1,000 a month in premiums. So, yeah, now insurance rates are rising. I had one patient call in, say their insurance company kept denying it, blaming it on the doctor. I'm actually thinking it was the insurance company trying to find little loopholes so they didn't have to pay. If you want to look at the prices of drugs and how they're going up, 46Brooklyn.com has a very fascinating data source. And they look at drug prices going up. And they actually show the changes. They're not permitted to directly publish the prices, but they're showing how the prices are going up and which companies. And they have some really interesting data. And so you're looking at some, let me look at some common medications that some people might be on. Soma. Soma is a muscle relaxer. That's gone up 5%. I thought I saw here Lyrica, Neurontin, some Pfizer drugs. In fact, they say across the board. Caduit, Cardura, Celebrex, Detrol, Dilantin, Lipitor, Lyrica, Norvasc, Xanax, Zoloft going up 5%. Viagra getting a little bit more expensive. Certain Botox is getting more expensive. But it's interesting to look at their data, and they're looking at, you know, where it's rising, you know, how prices went up. I do think Obamacare really made things, you know, really put a big ripple in the pseudo calm that we had. But as I said, you know, once you say, look, healthy people, you know, we don't have to get insurance. They could wait until, you know, they get sick. It starts to change the dynamics of things. So they're saying over 900 drugs. Right, there are going to be prices raised on those. USA Today says an analysis from 46 Brooklyn Research found that companies increased prices on 900 branded drugs. That was just last month. The median increase was close to 5%. Now, that is a slower inflation rate, but the rates are going up nonetheless. So you need to talk to your medical provider about if you're on a medicine that if there's another brand that's cheaper that could do the same thing. And, you know, because if all your drugs are going up that much, that could be a pretty penny each month. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Delia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. Big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I am so sick of the whole Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce thing. I like Taylor Swift. I think she's a fantastic performer. I like Travis Kelce. I think he's a fantastic football player. I'm just kind of sick of all the attention they're getting, but this is a news show, so we bring up the latest, and it does also warrant an interesting discussion on quote-unquote red flags. As Swifties, or Taylor Swift fans, as we call them, Swifties, are calling for Taylor to dump Travis after seeing quote-unquote red flags in his behavior. And we knew this was coming when he kind of body punched, you know, kind of body nudged Andy Reid. And again, I like Travis Kelce. I just think all the hype, to be honest, if I could be really honest about how I feel, I want football to be about football. Football is getting a little too Hollywood for me. too political. Just go back to football. Just go back to regular football. But people who love Taylor Swift, they love Taylor Swift. And they really worry about her safety. And they worry about her not being able to find a long-term love. I thank everybody for being that concerned about me and my love life, but it's Taylor Swift, so I get it. And, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo. I hope Jimmy Garoppolo finds love, even if it's not going to be me. If I have to turn him down, you know, I still will hope that he gets somebody that he wants to be with. But when I, you know, heard that Travis Kelce started screaming at Andy Reid, and you see that picture all the time, and, you know, he kind of, yeah, and to me it showed restraint. It showed he had restraint. He did get physical with Andy Reid, but having seen so many other signs of domestic abuse, you know, I was like, okay, he's got a temper. You know, but, you know, he did at least show restraint. He didn't punch Andy Reid. You know, so that was good. But, yeah, it was something that was a little, you know, concerning. Then, of course, being drunk at your own parade. I mean, was it Tom Brady who threw the trophy? You know what? You party it up. People party. Now, I didn't see him hurt somebody. But the last straw that people are concerned about is his PR, especially after the shooting where a DJ died and multiple other people were shot, including kids at the Kansas City Chiefs parade the other day. You know, whereas many of the other members said, okay, you know what, party's over. You know, thank you guys. We celebrated the night. You know, we want to be here for you guys. We'll come up with other events. Apparently, people are mad that he had some sort of celebration posted for selfies. And, you know, it's tricky because I don't know how much information he got, how much he knew. And I'm not sitting here trying to defend him. Honestly, there's bigger and, you know, more important things to talk about than that. But, you know, the discussion comes up. What are red flags? When should you call it? Now, Seinfeld, the sitcom Seinfeld, did a fantastic job showing how people may call it for the most ridiculous things. Well, they're a close talker. They're a quiet talker. This doesn't work for me. They have big hands. Their head, you know, and they would, you know, they would show that they're dating, manifesto, their mantra, you know, would be, I guess, derailed by minutia. And so, Taylor Swift, those who really, really love Taylor Swift, they want her to have the best of the best. And so seeing these faux pas, and Travis Kelce is making the mistake of getting himself too much in the news. I understand he's on now every single commercial. You know, Mahomes got to be on all the commercials and Andy Reid. Now it's Travis Kelce's turn and his brother's turn. And they're even getting the mom on the commercials. You know, I don't mind. I like seeing Peyton Manning's commercials. I like seeing sports, but, you know, sports people be funny. But it's getting to be too much. And I think he's now fallen into this trap where every single thing he does that might not even, you know, be necessarily the right thing to do is being captured and disseminated. And yeah, I personally, after the parade, I would have said, guys, party's over. Okay, we're gonna instead go to the hospital and we'll hang out at the hospital. Doesn't mean he's a bad person, doesn't mean it's a red flag, but it's, you know, obviously the Swifties didn't like it. So what are red flags in relationships? What is, you know, you're dating somebody now, well, obviously any sign of violence, any sign of losing your temper. Now, that is, you know, people lose their temper. I mean, trust me, I, you know, dating Corey, I'm not easy. Now, I am sure I frustrated him. I got into, like, multiple car accidents within the first year of us dating because I just wasn't used to driving on the L.A. freeways, and people were parallel parking and on Ventura, and I was like, why are you going backwards? And you know, just stupid stuff. So I get, you know, some people might lose their cool. But, yeah, you want to make sure, one, no violence. Now, do I think Travis Kelce is violent? No. Do I think he might have some, you know, anger issues? I didn't like seeing him yell at his coach. I think there's a respect issue. You know, and so, you know, but is that a red flag? Swifties think it is. You know, judgment. You know, are you making good decisions? You know, can you trust that they're going to make the right decision? So if somebody, let's say, is, I don't know, subway surfing, okay, to me, that would be like they're putting their life, we have kids, I don't want them putting their life at risk doing something stupid, breaking the law. Huge, huge red flag. Somebody breaking the law, no. Because why, you know, marry somebody or have somebody who's the parent of your kids that's in jail? And you don't want to get dragged into that. Public drunkenness. I get it. People want to party. I get that it's a stress reliever. They want to have fun. I get that once you drink, you don't realize that, maybe having another one is not the best idea. But if it's a recurrence thing, yeah, that's a huge red flag. Well, because, and I don't want to say you avoid somebody who may have alcoholism or may have mental illness, but if you are concerned that they are going to be doing things in public, you know, getting themselves in trouble, you know, how does that then, you know, reflect on you? How does that reflect on your kids? You know, and so you have a right to be as picky and choosy as you want. You know, once you marry him, it's stand by your man. But unless, of course, you know, he does something illegal or she does something illegal, whatever. So, you know, but the other thing I would recommend is if you are concerned, you're like, I don't know if I'm with the one who's really the one, and I don't know if I'm making a mistake. I don't know. See a counselor. You could go to couples counseling or you could go to a marriage counselor yourself. And maybe you can't put your finger on it. And say, I don't know what it is. It just, I don't feel like everybody else where I'm all, you know, goo-goo gaga over this person. And I will then talk, and the counselor might go, well, you know, tell us about your fights. Now, he punched a wall. And he threw, well, that you might have repressed that memory and didn't understand that. Or, she threatened to shoot me. She did. Yeah, but it was just a fight. It was she's gone. She threatened to call my boss and get me fired. Well, in a fight? So, what was the fight about? Oh, I don't know. I didn't tie my shoes. So, those are things. So, sometimes if you don't know, talk to a counselor. But if he leaves the seat up, that's not a big deal, okay? I live with three men. They leave the seat up. That's just what they do. Again, the world surrounds them. And they're pee-pee time. They don't clean up the dog poop. They see the dog crap sitting there. They see the cat vomit, and they walk around it. To me, I could live with that. You have to decide what it is you could live with, what you can't. I could not live with somebody who was an incessant gambler. Seen that with my father. May he rest in peace. I love him. But we were poor as a result. No, I work hard for my money. I work hard for my money. I don't want somebody gambling it away. Seen somebody excessively spend the money, putting them first before the kids. Those are things that would be red flags to me. Taylor Swift to Travis Kelce, as I've said before, let's get Hollywood out of, good for Taylor Swift finding love. I do not criticize her like everybody else has been with this whole football thing, but I really would like to see football just be about football, and let's get Hollywood and politics out of it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Russia's prison agency announcing that Vladimir Putin critic and opposition leader Alexei Navalny has died at the age of 47. Richard Haass, president of the Council on Foreign Nations, said, make no mistake, Navalny was killed. He's long been outspoken against government corruption in Russia and even tried to run against Putin for president of the country. Former President Donald Trump had to pick and choose which hearing to be at this week, as there were a couple legal challenges he's facing. Judges in New York and Georgia holding hearings related to two of his criminal cases. This marks the first time an ex-president and potential presidential nominee will be tried in a criminal case. Five ICU patients in southern Gaza's main hospital have died after their oxygen was cut off after a raid that cut electricity to parts of the hospital. Corey Myers, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. So there's a White House pharmacy. I should have known that. There's a White House pharmacy. And apparently the White House pharmacy has been doing some no-nos. Whistleblowers have confirmed, according to Daily Mail, that there has been misconduct conducted at the White House pharmacy, that the unit gave out controlled substances to staffers without prescriptions. Whoa. Use aliases to obscure patient identities and provided free care. Because I guess in the White House, they don't have insurance? Is that why? They're underserved population in the White House? Is that why? Four whistleblowers, former staff members at the White House medical unit, said under both former presidents, Donald Trump and Barack Obama, the team distributed sedatives and stimulants without appropriate prescriptions. They also revealed the unit provided free medical equipment and imaging to staffers not eligible to receive such services and used aliases in electronic health records to hide patients' identities to give out free healthcare services. Now, this comes from a January report from the Department of Defense Inspector General. The report concluded the WHMU had severe and systemic breaches of protocol, used taxpayer dollars to buy unnecessary expensive brand name drugs, and provided care and medications to ineligible staff. So, one note that was found in March of 2014 says executive medicine staff has authorization to pick up and sign for receipt of medications, including all controlled substances, without the need to present the patient's ID card. If questions, call me immediately. Now, so if any of you have had surgery and you have had to, you had prescriptions that you had to pick up prior to, I think, 2016, a family member, you know, would go and pick them up, and you can't do that now. And many of you that are about to have surgery, your doctor gives you the prescriptions before your surgery because you have to be the one to physically pick them up yourself. I mean, yeah, when you're coming out of anesthesia and then you're like, okay, I'm going to need my, you know, whatever. You send your family member to go. It was ridiculous. So it's easier while you're feeling good. You're going, I'm having surgery next week to go and pick up your prescriptions. So, and that allows you to show your ID, make sure there's not misuse, and, you know, but, you know, it's interesting in that these practices at the White House, we don't have information on what's going on with this current administration. I mean, my guess is, you know, I mean, there was drugs found, you know, in the West Wing. So I am sure that not every single protocol is 1,000% in this administration either. But what's going on here? So the January DOD report was based on records and prescriptions from 2017 to 2019. So it doesn't necessarily have the data from the Biden administration, a lot of the data, Obama and Trump. They said that the WHMU is to primarily serve the president, the vice president, their families, and military personnel. But they say Dr. Ronnie Jackson, who led the unit during the Obama administration, and I think continued through the Trump administration, broadened the medical care to a theory of care by proxy, extending services and medications to a population far beyond the original directive. Now, this comes from a memoir. I was eventually taking care of the entire West Wing, his West Wing, East Wing, and everyone who supported them. Now, according to a separate complaint, in 2018, a whistleblower claimed the doctor, called him Candyman and Dr. Feelgood, because he would dispense medical care and medications without following established protocol. Now, he has, of course, hit back at these claims. But, you know, people have asked, you know, what does Hollywood do? What do these congresspeople do? What do they do? Okay, well, one, because there's public record of things. Yes, a lot of, I took care of patients in L.A. that had pseudo names because people, they wanted privacy. They didn't want people to know they were in the hospital. Now, I don't know if they could still do that. I mean, when I had surgery, it's my name. I have to show ID. We know people use aliases to go on trips, et cetera. But, you know, usually for medical care, especially if you have insurance, you know, somebody could say, what if you don't have insurance? You want to pay cash. You still have to show ID. Because if anything goes wrong and it goes to court, you can't have a fake name. You can't say you're Tom Cruise. So there is supposed to be a level of privacy, but many people are concerned. And so what a lot of people do, which is wrong, which is extremely wrong, is if they can't use a fake name, they use a fake patient. And they have one of their assistants be the patient. You go, you say you need the Viagra. You say you need the pain medications, and then you give it to me. And so sadly, in the medical realm, if somebody comes in and they qualify, they get the medications. But you're not supposed to be giving somebody medication for another patient. So that might be happening. And then you have other people that have their own personal doctor, just like what we saw with, I think it was a Dr. Conrad Murray, was it? Who was the one that was giving Michael Jackson fentanyl and propofol to go to sleep? And so there sadly has been a wide array of things that Hollywood or high officials would do. But medical care needs to be done correctly. I don't know what's happening with Biden, but I hope to God that when he's getting a prescription, it is something that he really needs, and it's something that was very calculated and understood that this is what they need. And I get it. Some people just need to go and pick up their blood pressure medicine, and people pick up prescriptions all the time. You know, I know individuals that help older individuals go and pick up their medication so they don't have to drive to the pharmacy because they don't have transportation and they don't have a mail order pharmacy. So, but when it comes to controlled substances, when it comes to pain medication, there's laws. You lose your license if you don't follow the guidelines. And so this White House Medical Unit Pharmacy obviously has some explaining to do. Controlled substances require a prescription, special handling, meticulous record keeping. And they found out that even individuals who weren't supposed to get medications there got medications there. So now their report is saying that the White House Medical Unit medical providers wrote prescriptions for controlled substances and often lacked the medical provider and patient information mandated by DEA policy. Dispensing practices did not comply with Navy manual of the medical department, which requires that prescriptions be filled only for eligible beneficiaries with a valid identification check, and the guidance prohibits dispensing over-the-counter medications without a prescription. So Ambien, for sleep, Provigil, a stimulant. People have thought that Biden might be on that, a stimulant to look more alert. And I understand, if you're president, you're vice president, you're probably not getting much sleep. But just see you have doctors on staff. You have a team of doctors. See the doctor, let them examine you. But I get less records, less cyber attack, less, less lack of, less privacy issues. But yeah, it's still the law. And a doctor could get into a lot of trouble. I mean, imagine, I would not want to be the doctor to the president. If you mess up, I mean, can you imagine? Your career is over. Now, and honestly, I would be honest. I would be like, Biden, you need an MRI. You need cognitive testing. I'd like to see your B12 levels. I'd like to see your testosterone levels. Now, I'd be like, this has got to be Trump. Your prostate, you just look like you got an enlarged prostate. Go get that checked if you don't want me to check. I don't want to check my prostate. I mean, I'm going to have to be honest. I'm not going to just cater to them. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we talk a lot about electric vehicle anxiety because there's this stupid mandate for all new cars or half of all new cars to be zero emissions or electric vehicles by the year 2035. And many cities are banning their dealerships from selling zero emission cars. And so for those of us that have put our blood, sweat, and tears into our Toyota or our Corvette or our four-wheel drive truck, I'm not giving it up. My husband's not going to give up his pickup truck. Hell no. I'm not giving up my used Corvette. Used because I couldn't afford a real one. But the fact that I got this, I'm not giving it up. I like knowing where the gas stations are. I like being able to take a trip and be able to make it, you know, in the middle of the desert, knowing that if I did need to find if I did need some help, somebody could give me gas or I could siphon gas off their car. I can't necessarily charge in the middle of the desert right now. I mean, hopefully tow trucks have extra energy batteries or something. But it's just too new for me, and it is anxiety producing. Well, cities, apparently the narrative, let's just force it, and everybody's going to adapt. We'll make it happen just like a natural disaster. There'll be hurricanes, there'll be floods, we can't stop it, but then everybody's going to come up from it and live and be fine like it was nothing. I don't know if that's happening right now, because you're messing with people's livelihoods, you're messing with their driving. Some people are concerned about their safety with electric car fires. People are concerned about, you know, sitting around. I mean, when I need to fuel my car, if I'm seeing something go down, let's say, or I'm a little nervous because it's, you know, 2 a.m. and, you know, I could just go, okay, fine. I got $5 of gas. I'm good. I'm out of here. I don't want to sit around for 20, 30 minutes. So apparently we have a U.S. city that is going to ban gas stations to force there to be more electric chargers. Sacramento has proposed a ban on upgrading any existing fossil fuel infrastructure and existing gas stations or building new gas stations. Unless, there's a caveat, unless there is an electric charger at every single pump. As part of the city's recently issued 2040 general plan, service providers wouldn't be able to construct or upgrade fuel stations unless the locations apply 50 kilowatt or greater direct current fast charger electric vehicle charging at a ratio of one charging station per gas nozzle. So in these nozzles, you also have diesel as well as your unleaded. And so I guess that would mean two charging stations for each of those. It makes sense to just have one per each, you know, because you can only have one car there unless on the other. Oh, I get it. Maybe on the other side. Anyway, they said under the plan, Sacramento would also deny existing fuel stations permitting if they don't contain the outlined direct current fast charger. California, the U.S. leading state regarding EV model registrations and charging locations, has other cities with a similar ban pending, Los Angeles as well. Now, the ban is obviously receiving opposition. California Fuels and Convenience Alliance said in a letter it is disheartening to see yet another city consider a regressive policy that disproportionately harms small minority businesses and consumers the most. Gas station bans threaten local economies with increased job loss, decreased tax revenue, will only lead to more pain at the pump for consumers. They say empowering businesses, promoting competition, considering the diverse economic landscapes within a community are vital elements. So Sacramento has not given a date on when this would happen, but, you know, California's Energy Commission approved a $1.9 billion investment plan to accelerate the state's EV and hydrogen refueling initiatives. Okay, that's nice, but couldn't that $1.9 billion go to their homeless population? Don't they have to improve their schools? I mean, glad they had all this extra money. I mean, EVs are nice, but please. So, what I think, I guess politicians and public officials are finding is that when they said, this is what we're going to do, okay, it's just going to be electric cars or nothing later, you had people in apartments going, excuse me, where am I supposed to charge? The electric vehicle works really well for rich people. My friends who are wealthy enough to have their own garage and be able to install their own supercharging system can tap away on their smartphone to control their car. It's nice. It's bougie. But I mean, I'm in a house, but I've lived in apartments for most of my childhood and young adulthood. I didn't even have my own parking space. When I rented a room, I had to park on the street. So what would people like that do? Well, then, okay, well, if you can't charge at home, let's scratch that idea. Then what we'll do is we'll have electric charging stations as ubiquitous as fuel stations. Okay? I mean, I could fuel my car in under 4 minutes. Under 4 minutes, I could fill up the car and then get the hell out of there. How long do these cars need to charge? 45 minutes? Yeah, but supercharging, you could do it in 20. But the problem with supercharging is, doesn't that hurt the battery? You don't want to supercharge. So again, people of lower income, not that easy. What if they can't afford a new car? I'm telling you right now, with everything that I have to spend on and with the way the economy is, I wasn't planning on getting a new car for at least a decade. Okay, we're done with the cars. We got two used cars. We got our warranty. We're not. And I don't think the average American, middle class, lower income American is going, yep, on my 5-year plan, I have a new car in the works. I don't think the average American does. I mean, am I expecting repairs? Yes. Am I expecting I have to take the car into the shop? Yep. But am I planning on spending 30, 40, 50, 60 grand on a new car? No way. No way. That's not my plan. I got so much other things I got to spend money on. Mortgage. My insurance has gone up. So, you know, this idea that, well, you know, we're going to force consumers into buying an electric vehicle by squeezing out, getting rid of the, because that's what they want. Well, if there weren't all these gas stations, you would then be forced to have to charge. They're not wrong about that, but Americans don't want to be forced. And again, it's just raising this anxiety. And it ends up hurting the individuals that they're trying to help. Now, I don't know how good electric vehicles are for the economy. Now, yes, I think getting away from fossil fuels might be helpful, but I'm hearing the tires aren't the safest in terms of the environment. The weight of the car is an issue, especially with current parking structures. We're getting rid of a lithium battery. The carbon footprint you need for all the charging. What happens when the electric grid goes? That's not, it's anxiety. People, I lost my internet the other day. I understand power. And I understand, you know, I'm very, very humbled by when the power's out, how stuck you could be. I don't want to be stuck with my vehicle. I'd like to drive to an area that still has gas and has power. 1-877-DOC-LE.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.